Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Ooh, where the sun is shining bright. Oh, yes, 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 and the palm trees are blowing in the wind. What a beautiful, beautiful day we have. So glad to be with you again today, you, and you. It's a pleasure. We send you lots of love and hugs to those that are in attendance today, our visitors that we have today. Oh, it's a pleasure to have them here today. And we'll let them surprise you as we go along. I won't tell you already who they are, but we do thank God for them today being with us. And, of course, you, and you. If it wasn't for you, oh, my, we would not be here today. But we thank God for you right now. Yes, today. My. Hallelujah. You know, even though there are lots of bad things going on in the world, you know, there's always something good, even in the midst of the bad. Is that right? Yes. But today, we want to still pray for Jimmy Howard there in Jacksonville. We're still praying for him. You know that God will give him a good report of his condition in the name of Jesus, and we thank God for it today. We thank God for the report that we are going to get from Annie Wilcox. We thank God for that, too. I'm just believing God for these people today. Are you doing that with me? Yes, I know you are. We thank God for touching Eric Unichi. I guess that Wanachi. We thank God for touching him. I'm going to believe God that he's going to have a good report. Thanking God for Elijah, baby Elijah. There's a good report there. Yes. And most of all, today we're sending our prayers and our love to the Strong family. We're sending that to them who's in critical condition in the hospital. And we want you to keep praying for them until we hear of a good report. And we don't want to just be jolly already at this moment because of the loss of their son. You know, that was in the accident too. So they have need of your prayers today. So won't you send your prayers that way today? Ask God to pray for the Strong family right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for that, right? I know I do. My. It's such a tragedy. So many things are going on today. And we, you know, the world needs your prayer. You know, everything, every place in the world needs some prayer today, no matter what they're doing in that area, okay? I mean, need prayer bad. Yes, America, I'm back to America. America needs prayer. Yes. We have lost our way, America. We have lost our way. It's like we just don't care anymore how, which way we go, you know. And we were a free country. We were a country that believed God. It was a God-fearing country. And now we, you know, we want to shut the church down. We want to close the preacher mouth. All kinds of craziness. And then there's all kind of mayhem going on. And, oh, my God, what a predicament we're in. So we need prayer coming forth. We need some warriors to stand up and fight and call on the name of the Lord. He's the only one that can help. Yes, he is. So don't you lose your faith today. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because it'll work if we could come together, if we could just come together, you know. And it won't be so many losses in today. It would be a little more peace in the land and all. You know, everything is chaotic today. Everywhere you go, I know there's something going on. You have to depend on God right now. This is what you've got to do. Depend on God and put him in charge. Stop trying to take charge yourself. Is that okay? Well, you do it anyhow. Glory to God. Because, you know, we need help. All I can tell you is everything need help. You got young men and women on the battlefield in these different hot spots of the world fighting, you know, and all. And we got, oh, so much going on. You got the people fighting the president, the leader of the free world, supposed to be free world. We got people fighting them. And, you know, we just are not at peace with our own selves, are we? No, we not. If you're not at peace with yourself, how can you be at peace with anybody else? Know what I mean? All right. You know, it's just a sad condition. I remember a song a little boy used to sing long time ago, talking about the world is in a bad condition. Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? You see, it is a shame, you know, that it's the way it is, but it's the people that are causing it. Let's not even just per se the people, but the devil is doing it, huh? I know, and God is doing his part, too, to let you know that he's shaking up everything. And you're going to have to decide whose side you are on today. Who's on the Lord's side? Oh, that's what we're trying to find out. Who's on the Lord's side? I ain't going to preach. I ain't preaching now. I'm just talking, just talking. This is time to talk about it, so I'm just talking. Praise God, praise God. Let me give you a little word today. Bless God. Lord knows, Lord knows, Lord knows. Now, here. It would be easier to orbit the moon in a wash tub than to achieve success without preparation, to find fulfillment without friends, or build character without honesty. It would be easier to orbit the moon in a wash tub than to achieve success without preparation, to find fulfillment without friends, or build character without honesty. Are you orbiting now? My. Glory be to God. God is good. You know, I'm going to start this off for a minute here. Just a minute. And then we're going to go on and let, guess who? I said I wasn't going to tell you. I was going to surprise you, didn't you? Don't guess. I don't need you to guess, okay? I'll tell you in a little while. Yes. I tell you, God is good to us. Praise God. You know, when you have favor with God, I know I'm talking about that, but when you have favor with God and people just bless you so good, Lord have mercy, I tell you, I'm just a blessed child, you know. I am blessed and highly favored. Is how you put that? And highly favored. And I'm appreciating every bit of it. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I've met some wonderful people, I tell you. I wish you could see the beautiful gift that they sent me just because they love me. Not no birthday or holiday, but just because they love me. They sent something so beautiful to me. Yes, it was. I appreciate it. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. And you know what they say to you from your new family? Welcome to the family. Isn't that wonderful? My. I feel so good about it, y'all. Now, y'all just don't understand. I just feel good about it. I'm going to leave it alone, okay? You may get jealous, all right? Praise God. Praise God. That God is good to me. God is good to me. Yes, he is. Now, if you don't love me, now I don't know. I ain't nothing I can say. But when you show me that kind of love, my God, I'll talk about you too. Yes, I will. I will talk about you. Mm-hmm. But let us go on to the word. I know you say let her quit because I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't, but you heard it anyhow. Amen, because it's time to talk about this. And I have a good time with my salvation. You know, I have a good time. You know, when God be blessing, don't you have a good time? Don't you enjoy it? Oh, my. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Let's go on a little bit further here. We in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter today. We're going to go there. Now, I trust you had a wonderful time with us yesterday because we want to de-junk your life. Mm-hmm. We had to de-junk your life, you know, get some of that junk out your life. Then you could bless somebody, too. Mm-hmm. Let God move on you to bless somebody. But you got too much junk on you. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go just a little bit further today. 7th verse of the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. We're going to start there. And lest I should be exalted. Now, this is Paul talking about, you know, how God had blessed him. If you read it at your leisure, okay, in the 12th chapter, you can start at the first verse and see how God was blessing him, okay? And so we're going to follow that on and talk about how we can get ourselves all full of junk in our lives because we feel that we are just somebody so great. Hmm? And so we start beating on and talking and putting down everybody else around us because you think you something. Mm-hmm. But Paul could not do that. He was called by God in the first place. He was called by God. You know, on the way to Damascus, road to Damascus, he was called by God, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. But let us read this. The 7th verse, and least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Sometimes we need to get that, don't we? We need to get buffeted, don't we? He says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Now, you know you always be praying about, Lord, make me strong. Lord, I want to get strong in you. You know all, you be praying that, don't you? You know that's what your biggest part of your prayer is, Lord, make me strong. Well, do you really want to be strong? What did he say? Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. You want to be strong, it's going to take something to make you strong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear bishops say a lot of time, you need to get tough skin. Mm-hmm. You hear that, don't you? Yeah, I know you do. You need tough skin. So it's going to take something in order for you to get strong. Think about that now. All right, now, when you next time you pray. Now, remember the people in our church, I used to tell them, I say, you need to pray for these things. Pray for more of it to come upon you. You know, you say, why was you telling them to pray for these trials and tribulation, infirmities, whatever come upon you? Why was you praying for pour it on me, God? Pour it on me, God. Huh? Well, you the one said you want to be strong. Huh? Come on now. You can't get strong not having persecutions. Something coming about in your life, huh, to bring you to that point in your life that you're strong, huh, that you become strong. Yes, yes. See, you need these things to build you up. You've been down so long and weak so long, so when you get so weak, you begin to complain and all that kind of stuff, don't you? Mm-hmm. But let's go on a little further. Now, Paul is talking about the kind of thorn. The thorn you find not on rosebuds. We ain't talking about them kind. All right? But a sharp pointed stake that inflicts pain. Now, listen at this one word here in the seventh verse. I want you to know the word buffet. Buffet me. Satan buffeted me. You know what it means? It means to render blow after blow after blow. Huh? You didn't want to hear that, did you? I know you didn't want to hear that. What did you want it to be? I don't know what you want it to be. But anyway, he said, this makes his next statement the more amazing. He said, he was given this. It was as a gift. Can you ask God for that kind of gift today? My. I think not. You do not want to make that a gift for you. You want, what do you want? Money, and you want peace and love, and you want all the materialistic things you can get. You know, you want all those. You don't want to be given no gift of that. Some kind of handicap coming in your life, huh? And what did happen to that? It touched his limitations, huh? He had to understand that there was a limit, huh? And that he could not do everything himself. Just because he went up into the third heaven and all this and experienced all these things and seen all these things that it's not lawful for him to utter and all. He seen so much that God had. Do you understand? But still, it would have taken the normal person up into a heavenly place and where they thought they were God. Do you hear what I'm saying? It would take you there. See, so God had to remove that portion of you and bring you to a point that you have to depend on him. You wouldn't depend. See, so many people now, they're so intellectual, so they think they're God. Huh? They think they're better than God. They don't need God, you see. But see, Paul was brought into the knowledge that, you know, he has to depend on God. I don't care what you saw, what you experienced in the spiritual realm, you still got to depend on God. Do you hear me now? Come on, think about it now. Now take off all of that a high mind you got now. Take it off. Get rid of it. Come on, get it off now. And know today that there is something that going to come in your life to show you that you are limited. You can do so much, then you're going to have to look to the Lord. Hear what I'm saying? Now, these people around here that's talking all that noise, the Bible going to come and slap them in the face because he say every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Now, they can talk about anything they want to talk today. They can try to shut up the preachers and teachers and what have you. They can take a prayer out of school. They can take it out of the courthouse. They can take it out of the White House and the greenhouse. They can just take it out of homes and everywhere you turn. They want to remove the words. They want to remove God out of the equation. Do you hear what I'm saying? But honey, the Bible said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now that's a fact, huh? And you might as well get used to it because it's going to happen. Did you hear what I'm saying? It's going to happen. You're not exempt, huh? You may think you're exempt. You may think you know so much. You may think you, well, I am this and I am that. See, somebody fooled you. Somebody lied to you. You see, you are not God. You are not even a taste of God. Did you hear what I'm saying? And you need to come off of that right now, that boat you own, you know, you need to go and put it in dry dock, you know, and let it stay there and say no use anymore. You can't even clean it. You can't fix it or nothing. Put it in dry dock. Get rid of it today. You see what I'm saying? Because you're limited. You are limited today. And this is what the Lord is telling you in this Bible. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, if buffet means you get blow by blow by blow, every time you look, something is hitting you, something is hurting you, you got some type of infirmity. You see what I'm saying? It could be in your feet, could be in your hand, could be in your head, could be in your stomach, your chest, your back, or somewhere. You have some type of infirmity going on. Don't think of it as, oh, I don't have any faith. Don't even think of that way. You see what I'm saying? I don't even want you to think that way. Just know this, that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Do you hear what I'm saying? The greater God is inside of you. Do you see what I'm saying? You have the power of God operating. You can still function. You can still move. Do you see what I'm saying? You can still talk. You can still go about his business. Do you see? With the infirmity, with whatever is going on, don't allow it to pull you down. Don't allow it to make you forget God. Don't allow it to take away that which God has already given you. Don't allow it to change your assignment, but you got to keep on going forward in Christ Jesus, regardless of whatever come in your life, whatever may occur in your body. You keep going on. Say, God, I'm going to praise you anyhow. I'm going to glorify you and magnify you anyhow. I'm praising you anyway today, God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Isn't it all right? You have all kind of thorny situations in your life. You know that. All kind of things happening in your life to you. But you don't let that bother you, huh? Because what you gonna do? I'm gonna give you six things right now. And I call them the six A's. The six A's, huh? This is what it is. One is admitting you need God's strength and God's help. You got to admit that, do you see? Come on, think about it. Most of the time, I don't want to admit them. I won't show I have no faith. Why not? What's that got to do with it, huh? You just admitting that you have it, letting them know I'm aware of this going on in my body, okay? Then you do what? Ask God for help. Now you know whether he's going to help you or not, huh? Because you're asking. This is what he told you to do. Ask the Father anything in his name, and he'll do it. This is what he says. So start asking for help now. Come on now. See, you're going to have to make some moves here. Accepting. After you ask, you accept the answer, even if it's no. Come on now. Even if it's no, you ask and then you accept whatever answer he gives you. And when he do that, oh, my God, what you will do, appreciate. You start appreciating it, huh? That's why Paul appreciated it as a gift given to him. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, you can do something here. You start smiling. Put a smile on your face. And then you start acting with confidence, counting it. Oh, that you are fulfilling his mission. You see, you start acting with confidence. Just don't just do nothing, you know. We got a habit of just doing nothing, okay? We ain't going to do nothing. You know how people are, the saints of the day. They just don't want to put no effort to anything. And after you've done all of that, the sixth thing you do is acknowledging that the problem allowed God to work through you, huh? Oh, yes, God had to work through you, you see? Uh-huh. And then when somebody see you do all these things and going forth and standing tall, somebody going to want to come through the same thing. They'll grab hold of faith and come through the same thing. See what I'm saying? Don't worry about it when the answer ain't what you want. Huh? Don't worry about it. All right? Don't even think twice about it when it's not. You know, we get a lot of no's anyhow, you know. Delays. We get delays more often than anything else, don't we? And we say, well, God ain't going to answer me. Maybe my faith ain't working. Or maybe I did something wrong. You always got some maybes going on, you see. But you've got to go according to the word of God and allow God to work out the situation, work out these six things in your life, too. This is what you need to do today. Now, get off of your soapbox that you own of pity. You're on a soapbox of pity, huh? You're going to stand right there and stand right there and help be coming from the north, south, east, and west, and you won't reach out and grab hold of none of that help because you want to have a pity party all by yourself. Go, ain't nobody coming in there with you. Do you hear what I'm saying today? Huh? So you might as well get up and get right and get rid of all the junk that has been stored up in your life right now in the name of Jesus. That's what you need to do right now because God is trying to do something with you. And then listen, what did Paul say in Galatians? He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ live in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. See, he know God still loved him. He know God still loved him. But if these are things we go through, we need to go through to build our character. We need to go through these things so that we'll know that God is real in our life and that he is the one that moves in us and operates in us and takes us out of these things that we consider bad. We consider these things that this is just nothing I want. No, anything unpleasant you don't want. You want everything to be goody-goody all the time. Well, everything ain't goody-goody all the time, people. Let us know that today. It's not good-good all the time. And the things that are happening is the price you got to pay for what you're called to do. I want you to remember that. What you called to do, you're going to have a high price to pay. Paul had, every time you look, somebody was trying to kill him or throw him out of the town and put him in jail or something. They were doing something to him all the time. Every time he'd get ready to open his mouth to preach the word of God, he was getting it from every end. Do you see? You are not any better. You want to be all this in God. You want to be great in God. So the price is high. I'm telling you. you right now. Do you want to pay the price? Count up the cost right now and see if you are able to endure that. Are you able to endure hardness as a good soldier? Are you able to do it? Will you do it? You first got to make the choice to do it, okay? All right, I promise to bring these great preachers we have with us today on, and that's what I'm doing now. Yes, I am. Praise God. We have Bishop Porter here pointing to Pastor Sharon, and Pastor Sharon is pointing to Bishop Porter, and all, I guess we give it to Sister Diane, huh?
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was a wonderful word today. I tell you, it's a wonderful word. Let you know that we too are going to go through different things. And it is to make us what strong is to mold us and make us into what God wants us to be, knowing that He is the one that created you. He's the one that knows everything there is to know about you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says, "And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And He let me know that His grace is sufficient. We have it here in the Word of God that we all will go through great testing. Because remember now, He is the potter and we are the clay. And just like the little children of the potty thing, they take the little clay when they're little kids, kindergarten, and they take the little clay and they kind of keep rolling it in their hand, and then they stretch it out this way and to the left or to the right, and they try to make little things, and if it's imperfect, they kind of mold, roll it up again. So He letting you know that whatever there in you, that God knows what's there. He knows everything there is to know about you. So He allow you to go through great testing. He allow you to go through different things in your life. Why? Because He wants to work on you. And I've learned long time ago, in our teaching in Bible class, it's like whenever God uses you, your man or woman of God has to be careful. Prophets, whoever your title is, you have to be so careful. When God uses you, you don't get the big head. You have to, show you, like it talks about how God, He was in Paul was in the third heaven, and what he was in a place called paradise, and he saw so many things he could not even repeat the thing. But then, even though God opened up so much things to him, and he was anointed and he was appointed, and miracles and signs and wonders follow him, he still had to recognize he was still man and God is God. He still had to recognize that God is the one that allow him to see these things. And today we don't take close attention to the Word of God, that we got to be careful when God uses you, do something for someone else. And I was always told, go clean the bathroom. After you finish ministering and God using in miracles and signs and wonders, go and clean the bathroom. Why? Because it will keep you humble. You won't think it's all about you. But instead of you start saying it's all about the God, it's all about Jesus. He's the one that needs to be glorified in this thing. So today the Word is talking about examining yourself. Check what you're doing, and know that we too will go through great trials. We too will go through different situations in our life, the storms in our life, the ups and the downs. And then, but the Word of God let us know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And she was giving the different aids. Admit you now that you need God in your life. You cannot say, "Hey, I'm Superwoman, I'm Superman, oh, I'm all man, I'm all woman." But you got to say, "Lord, I need your help." He always tells us to come as a little child to him. A little child, they'll always go to the parents and say, "I need this and I need that." So remember now, God is in charge of everything. Call on him. Go to him. He knows all about it. And this is a 2 Corinthians, when you read it in the whole chapter,
It lets you know that he went through so many things just for the word of God. But the thing about it, when God called him, God already let him know the suffering he's going to go through. And God pretty much lets you know. He will not allow anything to come upon you without letting you know, because what? He loves you so much. So God is a good God that he allow us a lot of time to he'll send a man or woman of God or the word of God or let you know you're about to go through a situation to prepare you so you can handle it better. And see, even though he went through great persecution, God love him enough to let him know he's with him. I'll tell you, see, Bishop Porter is here, so we're going to give it to Pat. Okay. Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wonderful lesson.
All right. Go ahead. This is our own Brother Al.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm glad to be back with you all.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank God for you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. You said something that touched my heart this morning, and it's in your weaknesses, God will make us strong. God will make you strong in your weakness. You know, he'll use your weakness and make you stronger as a person.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I've come under the guidance of the Holy Spirit enough to know that now when I see people in their weaknesses and their weakest moments, not
mm-hmm.
to look down on them, not to look yeah. down on them, not to talk down on them, because mm-hmm. though that person I might see is in their weakness, if I'm not in the Spirit, then I can't see God making them strong in their weakness.
Okay.
So if I'm dead. If I'm just, you know, oh, you can't do this and you're supposed to do that and then you need to put that down and you need to stop doing that, well, that might be that person's weakness that God is using to make that person a stronger person. And I say, all praises due to God for taking the foolish things of this world and making us wise.
Yeah,
that's what I say. That you know what the conclusion of your message is? Love.
Yeah.
Love.
Yes, yes. Love.
That's love, mother. When you can look beyond and pass the person false.
Mm-hmm. Look
that's
beyond
love.
And see what they need.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Did Bishop want to say something too? Okay. He was saying you was getting hot there. You just bringing it on there.
Yeah.
You know, sounding good. Sounding real good.
Talking real good.
Dear brother. Okay, that all?
I just want to say I love you all. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we thank God for you, Brother L, today. Don't stay so long, wait so long next time. Okay,
I know that's
thank
what
you.
It's just the way they have me working now, and that's pretty much what's keeping me from joining in and fellowshipping with you guys and sharing the truth with you. I be working all the time now, so I do apologize for that.
Whenever you can, that's right. We just thank God for you. Thank God that you call in and share, you know, what the Lord laid on your heart, and we appreciate you.
And you want to know another thing that I want to thank the Father for?
Go ahead.
I want to thank Father for you guys, because there's been times and moments in my weaknesses just listening to you all that I became strong. So I definitely truly want to thank God for you guys.
But that's what the broadcast is all about, and this is what the Word of God is all about. And this is why we preach and teach the gospel, that the Word would go out and touch somebody's heart to strengthen them that are weak and to make all us strong. And this is what it's all about, because we all get there from one time to another, you know. But as Paul said, you know, God made him strong through his weakness. And this is what it's all about. And when we hear the word of God, it's just like we go and fill our cars up. When our cars get empty, we have to stop to the filling station to gas up. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit, you know.
Yes.
See, so when we hear the word of God, and the word will strengthen us in the inside, our inner man.
Yes.
This is what it's all about. So God
yes.
bless you. I mean, you keep praying for us. We need your prayers, okay?
Thank you, guys, and I need you guys. So keep doing what you're doing.
Love
all
you.
Right. Love you.
Love you, all. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproach, in necessity, in prosecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Oh, we got to know, amen, who we serving. We got to know, amen, who's in charge. We got to know, and this is what Paul, amen, he was committed. And when we are committed to him, praise God, even though, man, we go through, amen, certain situations and conditions of whatever in our lives, amen, and we got to know, amen, in our weakest moment, amen, God will make us strong. He's always right there. This is why he said, I will never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always to the end of the world. I'm glad about it. Now, here's a man, praise God, that could... he could cut off, amen, his some of his clothes and send, amen, to the sick, praise God, and they will receive their healing. And you can find that in Acts 19, 19 chapter, verse 11 and 12, how God just wrote special miracles by the hand of Paul. But when it came down to his healing, amen, his infirmity, God say, amen, my grace is sufficient. Amen. How many of us today can say that, praise God, and go on, amen, and leave it alone, amen, and go ahead on and praise and worship God and lift him up and magnify his name, praise God, even though you know, amen, that you have an infirmity inside, amen, and it's been hindering you, but you can go on in the name of the Lord. How many of us can do that today, praise God? How many know, amen, that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore? He's God and he's changed not. Am I right? Oh, praise God. And I'm glad, amen, that he will, amen, strengthen us in the time of our weakness, praise God. He's always right there, praise God. And this is what I like about, amen, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, because it's all about him, praise God. Am I right? I was looking at my New American Version, it's in the 8th verse, it says three different times, amen, Paul asked the Lord to take it away. And each time he said, my gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. Oh, praise God. Do we look at it like that today? I don't believe we look at it like that today, praise God. But this is the way we, amen, we got to see it, amen, the way our Lord and our Savior, amen, see it, praise God. Amen. Ain't you glad about it, praise God, that he is a spirit. And he said he looked for such to serve him in spirit and in truth, amen, because it's all about him. Oh, praise God. And I thank God. He said that he will put no more on us than we can bear. I'm glad about it that he holds this whole world in the hollow of his hand. He said, and whom in his hand, no one can pluck him out. Oh, and all we got to do is keep calling on the name of the Lord, because it's something about prayer. Prayer will change things. Prayer will change conditions. Prayer will move God. He's always right there. Oh, praise God. And he's a right on-time God. It's two ways he answers. He answers you now, or he may answer you after a while. Praise God. And he may tell you, like he said to Paul, my grace is sufficient. Ain't you glad about it, that unmerited favor, amen, that we don't deserve, praise God, because of him, praise God, we can live, praise God. And I'm glad about it today, praise God, that he's always right there, and he's our on-time God. Oh, he's reliable, he's resourceful, he's all these things, praise God, and he will never, you know, just tell me, thousands all over the world lean on him, and he will never, never give away. Tell me he's a strong tower. Ain't you glad, amen, that the God that we serve, he is the God of this universe. It's all about him. Now, I want to throw this out, too, now, while I'm on it now, because the Spirit is leading me this way. We're not talking about sin here now. Some people want to take sin, amen, and say, well, the Lord know my heart. No, 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 no. You're on your way to hell. I'm going to make that plain, amen. He said, come out from among them, amen, and we need to stay on the altar, amen. Paul wasn't talking about sin. Paul's infirmity was not sin, amen. He had a problem, praise God, with his eyesight, praise God. And if you want to look that up, you can go to Galatians chapter 4, praise God, and you will find that over in Galatians, praise God, chapter 4. Praise God, and it will tell you, amen, about his infirmity. Praise God. A lot of people want to talk about that and challenge that, but I don't try to get into it, but I just give you what the word say, amen. And if it's in the word, amen, I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord. This is what we all about here, amen, at City of Victory. Praise God. It's not my opinion or what I think about it. It's what the word of God said. And Paul said it, the Galatians, they desired to pluck out their eyes to give to Paul, praise God, because he always suffered, praise God, with his eyes. Can you remember when he was on the road to Damascus? And God smoked him down, praise God. And when he opened up his eyes, he was blind. He couldn't see nothing. So they had to lead him back to the city. And when he went there to the temple, he was calling on the name of the Lord. And God moved up on a preacher by the name of Ananias and said, go down there. I have one, amen, that I'm going to show him many things that he have to suffer for my name's sake, praise God. And how many know that this is the suffering way, amen? We want all these gifts of the Spirit. We want all these things. But, oh, it's some suffering in this thing also. Jesus said if they done it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a dry one. Praise God. So Ananias, praise God, he obeyed God and went on down and laid hands, praise God, on Paul. Praise God. And when his eyes was open, amen, it say scales fell off his eyes, praise God. And he suffered, amen, all the way up to the time of his death, praise God. But, oh, look at the miracles, and wrote over 60% of the New Testament, how God used him. Oh, but see, God have a way to keep us humble. And I heard Apostle, oh, praise God, and also Pastor Sharon said it also, praise God. When God, amen, using us, praise God, and we got mega churches, and we laying hands, and God casting out devils and just using us, praise God, we sometimes get too exalted, praise God, and we'll forget about, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is all I, mine, me, praise God, and this is what gets us in trouble, praise God. And the number one sin, amen, that God despises, praise God, is that pride. That pride will get us cut off every time, and if you get too high, God will bring you down, praise God. So this, amen, infirmity was to keep, amen, Paul, amen, humble, praise God. And oh, thank God, but God made him strong. And getting back to verse 10, therefore I take pleasure. After he had done prayed three times, he said, I'm going to leave it alone. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmity, in reproach, in necessity, in prosecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong, praise God. And oh, if you back up and go over into chapter 11, and if you start at verse 23, you'll find what all he went through, praise God. You're talking about a testimony. You ought to go over in chapter 11 and start at verse 23 all the way down to verse 31. He said, if I must need glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knows that I lie not. Oh, praise God. Oh, without a test, you don't have no testimony. Oh, and Paul, amen, he had a testimony. What about you today? Do you have a testimony? Amen. All have the Lord brought you out, amen, of something. Praise God. Somebody need to call in. Brother Al did, praise God. And I know it's somebody else out there, praise God, who won't like to share with us today, praise God, because this is what it's all about, amen. We are here to encourage your heart. We are here to encourage one another, praise God. And I praise God, amen, that the word is all right by itself. Am I right? So God is a good God, and he is so worthy to be praised. Praise God. So Paul, amen, had a testimony. Praise God. And all, I thank God. I thank God for him because he looked beyond, praise God, the graveyard. Praise God. And he had heaven in his view. Praise God. God even blessed him, amen, to give him a vision of the third heaven. Praise God. Oh, when you, amen, is in him, praise God, and your heart and your mind is made up, oh, God, and when nothing can separate you from the love of God, praise God. God, amen, will show you great things, and he, amen, will do it, praise God. He's doing it even as we speak. He's blessing somebody right now, praise God. And I thank God for it, knowing that his word would no go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And I thank God, amen, for the word today. It is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Praise God. He's blessing somebody now. Oh, he's encouraging somebody's heart right now. His healing virtue, oh, God, is in the air frequency right now. Oh, thank God for it. Praise God. He's raising somebody up where you'll have a living testimony, amen, unto his name. Praise God, because it's all about him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He's always right there. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, for it today. Praise God. Thank God, amen, that his grace is sufficient. Ain't you glad about it? Praise God that he is, amen, a heavy load sharer. Thank God that he is a burden bearer. Thank God, amen, that he is a bridge over troubled water. There is nothing too hard for him, nothing that he cannot do. Praise God. And I thank God. So all you got to do is just keep on keeping on. Oh, and I want to say to each and every listening, amen, this morning, all be encouraged out there today, because God is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within us, in the name of Jesus. Ain't you glad about it? Praise God. Oh, thank God for prayer. Oh, because he will, amen, his eyes and his ears is open unto your cry. Praise God. And I thank God, amen. Call on his holy name, because tell me there is power in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance. There is healing. Whatever you need today is in the name of Jesus. Oh, but he may tell you now, my grace is sufficient. Praise God. Oh, and if he tell you his grace is sufficient, leave it alone and say, Lord, oh, I thank God that you can make me strong in the time of my weakness. Oh, ain't you glad about it? And I become a fool in glory, and you have compelled me, for I am ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind, the very chief apostle, though I be nothing. Praise God. Amen. God, amen, will keep us humble. So, amen, Paul, amen, humbled himself. Praise God. And truly the signs of an apostle will roll among you in all patience and signs and wonders. And a mighty deed, praise God. Ain't you glad, praise God? So Paul, amen, he left it alone, praise God. And he went on about, amen, his father's business. What about you today, praise God? Can you go about your father's business today, praise God? Oh, thank God, amen, for it, amen. Oh, sometime, praise God, oh, we get discouraged. Praise God. We want to throw up our hands and we want to quit. Praise God. But he always have a way, praise God, to step in and say, go ahead. Amen. Everything will be all right. Praise God. He will strengthen us in due time. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? Oh, I don't know about you, but I am today. Praise God. Oh, you know, I feel now that I feel that somebody, amen, out there, amen, this want prayer. And I'm going to pray now at this time, praise God. I want to ask you to draw closer, amen, wherever you're listening, praise God. You may be, whatever means you may be listening, they draw closer, praise God. We want to get a close contact, praise God, and we want to pray. We want to ask God to move, praise God, amen. His grace is sufficient, and he may lift it today. Today may be your day. He know what you need even before we ask, but he said ask. Am I right? Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you today for your word, knowing that your grace is sufficient. And Father, we bless your name and we glorify you, knowing that you are able to do all things. And there is nothing too hard for you, nothing that you cannot do. And Lord, we ask you, oh God, to have mercy. Lord, we thank you for looking on us, knowing that you can do, oh God, great things in our lives. And Father, I pray now that you give each and every listener, give them a can't-see manifestation. Strengthen, oh God, each and every one of us today where we are weak. Build us up where we are worn. Prop us up on every leaning side. Oh, we thank you for turning every negative situation and making some positive. We thank you for turning every bad situation and making something good out of it. Lord, we bless you and we give you glory and we give you praise. So shall it is and so shall it be. And we thank you for manifest in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, God is so good. God is so good, I tell you. We have the bishop in the house. It's been going in a month. We haven't had the bishop in the house. I tell you, God is good. And then bishop being in the house today and Brother Al, call in. I tell you, Brother Al, we give you much praise today. We thank you each and every time that you call in. We enjoy you very much. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle has put out there. I tell you, it will help you. Pass it on to one of your friends. Pass it on to your family member. Play it on your job if they allow you to. You just don't know what somebody is going through and what their word can deliver them from. I tell you, God is good. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 567-314-9757, code 3333-pound. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333-pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down, take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Pray one for another. Pray for the nation. Pray for our president. Pray for our unsaved loved ones. I tell you, prayer, prayer, prayer. In this day and time, we need much prayer. So come on, don't forget now. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Also, we are doing our Thanksgiving drive, and we are in the process of helping two schools for kids that really need help. You can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Remember, no donations is too small or too big. We appreciate everything that you have donated. So till then,
You be blessed, and we're looking forward again to hearing you next week around 9 a.m. on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything
all
right, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go, and
I let him
have,
let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.